Hello.
Hey, Morgan. It's Ben from Local Slash.
Hey.
Hey, Jacob just emailed me and he said, oh, wait.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, no.
That was me.
I just spoke. Okay, I misread it. I was like reading it from Jacob. I thought you. Okay. Well, here I am.
Hey. Okay, I talked to him and he is all on board. He did, like, I figured he was like, yeah, let's see if it's fine to pay for the tree today. And then try it just as long as we can hold that price spot, et cetera, for photography, we could do it sometime next week.
Yeah,
hopefully
absolutely.
Monday. But okay.
Yeah.
I just have a few first question. The only thing is, so he's on board. We can pay it today. I just got to wait an hour, probably an hour, maybe hour and a half. And it's raining outside. They have the money cash. So we just got to put it in the account. And then you can pull it. So we want to agree, but we want you to just give me some time to get the money in the account.
Yeah. So let's set everything up and then, I can follow up as far as the payment,
okay.
A little later today.
And
so
then
other stuff out of the way. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I agree. Let's do that. I was going to say, I just don't want to forget. I had a few questions before finishing. I mean, we're on board, but I just wanted to make sure I asked all my questions. Let me see.
Yeah.
Hang on. Where's it go? Sorry, I ran outside right before your phone call because the trash man was coming, and I forgot to take our trash out, so I was, like, in the rain trying to pull the trash cans down to this and get my breath back a little bit. Oh. Hang on.
Morgan, what's your last name?
It's Pruitt, Pruitt. Okay, so first question, let me see, hang on, I'm going back through my, okay, so what is the, like, remind me what we're paying for on the cost per lead, how does it work, like, what we're paying for versus just paying, like, per lead through Google?
So you're paying a flat rate of $2.99 per month. You're not paying per lead.
Okay.
Okay, so those calls will come directly from customers that go on Google and see your business.
Okay, so it is like we're paying the flat rate. Each lead comes in. We're not paying anything additional, right?
No,
whether
so like Facebook.
Job, don't get the job. Okay.
Yeah, so Facebook, you don't pay for those leads either.
Okay.
That's all worked into the pricing. So it's just a flat fee. You're not going to have any surprises.
Okay. If there are any window shopper, wrong number leads, et cetera, are we allowed to call for credits, or is that just since we're doing a flat rate, it doesn't matter?
Again, yeah, you're not paying per lead, so.
So it won't, okay, it won't really affect it anyway, huh?
No.
Okay. And then, so being, like, new in business or new advertising, that's the credit she already gave us, right?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So in a year, even though there's no monthly contract, what does the price go to once the year is up?
Doesn't change.
Okay. I thought it, because she was saying something about, oh, since you're only 6 months in business, I was like, okay, let me make sure it doesn't, like, double in a year.
No, okay. you'd be grandfathered in, so.
Okay, so as long as we don't end our subscription and keep going, it would stay the same price.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. And then do y'all do background checks? Like,
no,
are
we
paying,
we don't.
Is there anything else we need to pay for in the cost that's going to come up later that I don't know about, I guess I should say?
Nope. It's just that one-time startup fee of the $99. So today is going to be $398 and then $299 a month moving forward. No additional cost.
Okay.
And then it's just a 3-month verbal commitment. Other than that, it's month to month.
Okay. 3-month verbal commitment. Other than that, month to month. Let me see. Okay. Okay, then back on the website, if y'all do the website, I know I can adjust it my way, but if at any point we don't feel we're getting enough leads or making enough, or we do pause the subscription or anything, do we still, we can still use the website, or does it also pause the website, people's access to it, et cetera? Like, do y'all, will y'all own the website in the end, or would I own the website once it's created?
So you own the website, we own the content of the, of what's on the website. So if you wanted to take the website, you can, but you don't get our content, but you can put your content on there. Okay, but the website will already be basically built, but then blank if you take the website. So you own the domain.
Okay, so if at any point we do cancel leads, it would also cancel the website.
Just the, you just wouldn't get the content from the website. You could keep the website though.
But like if we paused with you guys, it would, y'all would clear the website content?
No, no, you're allowed to pause. You're allowed to pause.
Okay. Okay. But yes, the website would be, all the content y'all helped us with, all that that people would see would be content on keeping the, which of course we're hoping it just, you know, keeps lots of leads, keep paying you. We're all happy. I'm just like trying to make sure I understand.
Yeah, no, I understand.
If at any point we're not happy, we feel like, you know, we're not making enough off the leads or whatever, it would include, we would probably have to rebuild a website, huh?
Well, just, you would just have to add content. So the website would already be there. But you said you know how to adjust
yes,
it anyway, right?
Yeah. I just didn't know if they would, anything they put on, would they go back in and delete?
Whatever content, so like if we added pictures and stuff, we would, yes, you would just own the domain.
Okay. Okay. And then is there like an ad spend versus management fee, or how much of it goes to like the actual Google Ads?
So the breakdown of it, the $199 towards Google and $100 towards the other ads, like Facebook and whatnot.
Okay. So we're not actually paying, are we paying a management fee for the website each month, or is that just included?
No,
the website's included?
Everything's included.
Management fee? Okay.
Yeah, everything's included, so.
And then on the keywords, I know a lot of, like, when I go Google them, a lot of them say, like, yard work, things like that. So if I ask, hey, I just want, like, tree removal, stump grinding, emergency storm work as, like, the high-value keywords, I can choose.
You and I would choose those.
Okay.
You and I choose those now.
Okay.
All right, so let me just pull up the, and then the one other thing that we need to do is we need to set up a client interview so you can talk with our operations team just to go over, like, you know, the website and those types of things, okay?
Okay. And then on the top three you were saying, so explain exactly how that works one more time. So we're the top three in just, like, our county, or, like, can we pick, like, what was the spot you were talking about? When people Google, we're top spot of where?
40-mile radius. So
okay.
You would be on that first page in that handful that is on the map section there.
Now, so would it be 40-mile radius of my house, or could I say I want it to be in the 40-mile radius of Oklahoma City?
We can either use your house or the business address.
Okay. So what if...
But here's the thing. We can target...
Okay.
We can target, like, Oklahoma City. So when we put in... We're going to choose specific target areas as well.
But we wouldn't be top three in Oklahoma City, probably, right?
How far are you from Oklahoma City?
About 45 minutes. That's why I was like, oh, man.
Well, 45 minutes, you're probably within 40 miles.
Maybe.
Let me look it up. Hang on. Yeah, you're right there at like that 40 miles. So it's not, you know, it could be up to like 50 miles. So you're fine. You're totally fine. And we're going to target that area anyway. So they'll make it work.
Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay, one more favor, just text.
Yo, what's up?
Only because we dropped a grand yesterday. Would you, if we like verbally guarantee we're adding the photography next week, would you be open to putting the setup fee on the photography, just so we can pay a little bit less now, but we definitely can pay. Like we'd want to do the other one for sure next week.
If you definitely agree to it, I can do that.
Yes, swear.
I'm gonna take your word for it,
okay.
Morgan Pruitt.
Swear.
All right, yeah, we can do that as long as you're definitely gonna do it.
Yes.
Okay. Whose name is gonna be on the card you're using?
It will be my name, Morgan Pruitt.
Okay.
And I could give you the card now. It's not gonna work if you try it. So if you want, I can always give it to you now and then let you know when we get the money deposited.
Yeah. You can just shoot me an email and then I can charge it. The only thing is you'll have to, after I charge it, you'll have to just go in and sign the terms and conditions. You'll get a text with it and then you'll also get an email. There's just three boxes to check and then a signature. You just type in your name and confirm signature. Okay.
Okay. Absolutely.
Ooh.
And from the, like, I already have the Google app, like the Google Ads app. Would it still be that? Would I use that app still to, like, manage leads, or would there be a separate app
no.
I need to go through or download? Okay.
Local Splash is the app. It's like a mini CRM system. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I'm sorry if I forgot to mention it.
No, it's okay.
It is part of the program. So you'll be able to track everything right from the app and manage like a dashboard.
Okay.
So now is when we choose your category keywords. So tree removal.
Yes, let me go pull my little notes up because I had some keywords saved.
Stump grinding.
Yes.
Tree trimming.
Let me go. Hang on one second. I'm pulling up.
Okay.
I had a little list. I did like 2 hours of researching the best words for high revenue. Hang on. I have a list.
You know what? On your home advisor listing, you got tree stump removal, tree trimming, tree removal.
So definitely those then. Yeah. Any I use for those will be the same ones we'll be giving you.
Okay.
Sure. Absolutely. And you can add, well, I don't know if it's better to have less words than the main keywords or to have a few more. What's usually preferred?
I say if you do it, I'm going to list it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to list it, and then our operations team will know exactly, you know, what will drive in the most for you. So.
Okay. I was like, because we do a lot, but I know, like, even though they can do, like, some yard work, they don't have to, like, they'd rather get more tree removals than they want any kind of, like, necessarily little yard work for the weed, right?
Yep.
So I know they do emergency. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Emergency. Tree what?
Oh, emergency tree removal or like storm damage tree cleanup.
Okay.
We are, or like 24-hour tree service. I think that's important because a lot of them won't come anytime. Large tree removal, dangerous tree removal, because I have all the equipment to do stuff most people can't.
Wait, what was the last thing you said? I'm sorry, you broke up for a second.
Large tree removal or dangerous tree removal, because they do have the equipment for stuff most people don't.
Okay. All right, so I've got tree removal, stump grinding, tree stump removal, tree trimming, emergency tree removal, cleanup, large or dangerous removal.
And a 24-hour tree. I think that would be important. I don't know.
So, yeah, what we're going to do is hours of operation now, and then I can put the 24-hour emergency. So what hours do you want to list on your Google profile?
Yeah, definitely 24-hour, 7 days a week.
Okay. Okay. And then, all right, so we can target specific cities, counties, zip codes. So I know you wanted Oklahoma City on there.
Yes.
All right. And then comes it, obviously.
Let me see. Okay, definitely Edmond and Nichols Hills. Or I have zip codes, too, if that's easier.
Sure, go ahead.
73034, 73013, and 73013.
Sorry, sorry. We'll struggle with the second. I got 73034.
73013.
Okay.
73012.
Okay.
73116.
Okay.
73120.
Okay.
73099.
Okay.
73078.
Okay.
73065.
Okay.
73089.
Okay.
73131.
Okay.
73142.
Okay.
And then 73072. It's like I was trying to look up the zip code now for Tulsa Broken Bow because I know those are two big ones. But I don't know how many you're allowed to have or what to recommend, you know.
Yeah, no, the more the merrier, right?
Okay. So I'll give you a few more then. I have six more and I'll leave you alone.
Okay, go ahead.
I was like, I had to giggle, but okay, 74114.
Okay.
74137.
Okay.
74105.
Okay.
74011.
Okay.
74012.
Okay.
74014.
Is that six? Or are we doing more?
No, I think that's good. We'll start there. But then outside of that, just whatever you think I missed that might be good, you know, if you see something I don't. But I think those are the statistical highest in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put Oklahoma City, and all surrounding areas as well.
Yes, please.
Okay. So you do not have a Google business page that I found, correct?
Actually, I think we have one. Well, I thought we had one. Maybe not. Maybe I just have it for the photography.
Hang on, I'm double checking here.
Okay. I'm not showing one either. Do you want me to put my stuff in so it does show it? That's so weird because
no.
I thought I didn't, but then Angie told me I did have one. And I was like, I didn't think I did, but then I was like, okay, I guess I do. But see, I'm not showing it either.
No, that's okay. That's what we're going to do for you, so.
Okay.
All right. Do you have an existing Facebook page?
Yes.
All right, I will find that. Okay, I found that. Yeah, because we'll need that in order to run your Facebook ads.
I am excited about that part.
Yeah, right? All right, so we are going to build you that website. And you don't already own a domain, do you?
No. I started working on the Squarespace, but no.
Okay.
Start over.
No worries. Okay, so the only thing we'll have left to do is the card and scheduling that client interview for you. I guess we could do the client interview now.
Okay.
So scheduling it now. I'm
okay.
Pulling up what we have available here. So I've got Monday, 11 a.m. or 5 p.m.
Do 11 a.m. Monday.
Okay.
So what happens with that? Just a double, like you kind of explained, but what?
Yeah, so they'll ask you. What's that?
I say, yeah, just explain it to me one more time. Sure.
Yeah, they're going to ask you maybe for, like, you know, pictures, and just kind of go through, like, the details of everything you and I are talking about, just
okay.
to make
like
sure.
Like, for the website? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I know we picked 11 a.m. Sometimes they might call a little later, so just there is a little bit of a window just in case they're backed up, but they're usually pretty good about being on time.
Okay.
All right. And then we can set up that one for your photography. Either after or before or after your other call, okay?
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, if you want to go ahead and schedule that for Monday, that would be great. And this call, like, will that go through you, or do you want me to talk to the person that's...
I'll call you
okay.
on Monday, and we're going to do the same thing that we're doing right now, just with the photography business.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so... that's...
While you're on there for a second, I'm going to run out to my car. My phone's on the charger because I was at 1%, so I'm going to leave my phone, but I'm going to run and get my wallet out of my car really fast.
Yeah, no problem. Take your time.
Okay. You're right there. Yeah. Now, can it be a Cash App card, or can I give you my banking routing information for my other card?
I would need, like, an actual card number.
Okay, but it's okay if it's Cash App. Like,
yeah,
only Andy,
yeah,
Andy's wife said it couldn't be a Cash App, so I had to do the banking routing with them. So that's why I was like, well, let me ask.
Is it linked to, like, a card itself? Like, Visa?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a card.
Okay.
It's a Visa card. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fine. So.
Okay.
Just a moment here. Okay, so you said it's a Visa. What's the address that the billing's linked to?
901 East Patricia Drive, Tecumseh, Oklahoma, 74873.
How do you spell Patricia? P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A?
P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, yes.
Okay. On your Angie's List, they have the wrong address.
What?
Yeah, they've got, I think, Patrice. What did I do? Yeah, I'm pretty sure they have Patrice.
Oh, no.
Or was it Home Advisor? Hang on. One of the two.
No, I thought, isn't Home Advisor and Angie's same thing, or is it different?
Oh, yeah, you know what? I think one of them did buy the other. So let me see. Hang on, I'm pulling it back up to see. Oh, no. They've got Patricia. Where did I see Patrice? Because I copied it off of another thing. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
Home Advisor has it correct.
Okay. I was about to go into it. I was like, oh, no, but no, it's okay.
All right. So then Visa card, whenever you're ready.
Okay. You want the card number first?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's Morgan Pruitt, just like it's spelled that you already have.
Okay.
But, no middle initial. And then it's 4031-6303-7880-3463.
And the expiration on that card?
0730.
And a 3-digit security code.
719.
Okay, so I'm not obviously charging that right now.
Okay.
Okay. So another thing I'm going to need is we can do a security question. So anytime Local Splash calls you or you call them, we have a security question. So either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do mother's maiden name.
Okay.
And it's Johnson.
That?
Johnson.
With a T?
No, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
All right, perfect. That's how I spelled it. Okay. I guess I can read you the voice verification now. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason is that I have you on a discounted pre-agreement, which is an added form of protection for you, that we will send you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's any questions or anything you don't understand, just let me know. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Outlaw Tree and Turf.
All right. Please state your name and title within the business.
Morgan Pruitt, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So that's why we set that security code for you, just so you know it'll be Local Splash, okay? They're always going to ask you, no matter what the security word is, okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, say that one more time.
Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Just tell you if I pay anyone else for marketing?
Yeah. I don't even think it'll come up, but yes. All right.
Okay.
As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. It would be, you know, might include those pictures, things like that I mentioned, okay? We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 27th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. All right, that's waiving that $99 fee for the other one. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 27th of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee may apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Should you cancel your account prior to making a total of $597 toward the Local SEO services, an early termination fee will apply. The early termination fee will be calculated as $597 less the total payments you have made specifically for the local bundle invoiced item. This early termination scenario typically only applies if you cancel within the first 3 months of signing up for the service. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we
I just have one question real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you give me the best phone number if I'm saving it under my contacts? Like, if there's multiple, let me know, but the best number to call for website information, update something, like what number should I save to call when working with you guys if I need help with anything or et cetera?
The 877-635-6225. And then just save that as Local Splash.
Local Splash. Okay. And this is who I need to call pretty much for everything for now.
Yep. And then in the email I sent you, you have my direct extension as well, in case you need me. Okay.
Okay. And so I can reach out to you as well, or should I reach out to them once it's all paid for? What would be more beneficial, like line of order?
Probably moving forward them, but I'm more than happy to help you as well.
Okay. Perfect.
All right, so this is all set. So, yeah, what time are you thinking for the payment?
They're working on the second job now. They said noon, but it's probably getting close to noon 30 when they finish the job. Is it okay to do like, could we do like 5 p.m. just to be safe, and that gives me enough time to get the money from them, put it in the account? Or let's do 5 p.m., but then as soon as I get it in the account, I could always email you to run it early.
That works.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm putting a lot of trust in you here, Morgan.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
No, I think it goes both ways, though.
Oh, yes. Hey, yeah. Actually, matter of fact.
Yeah.
We're trusting you, too. We need some jobs.
Yep. Well, you and I both know, just being, like I said, being on the first page of Google is huge. People looking for services are going to go to Google, right?
So. Yes.
All right. So I will either wait for an email or I will call you back around 5.
Okay. So should I go ahead and make a Google page for Outlaw or wait for them to reach out to me when they're doing the website? Like, would it be beneficial to go ahead and, like, have them set up just on basic on Google, you know? Or should I wait?
We'll do it
for
you. We'll do it for you. Just, yeah. Everything, yeah. Our operations team is really good, so they'll take care of everything moving forward, all right?
But if they're calling Monday, and would we be getting any leads this weekend, or everything's paused till Monday?
Nothing's going to be this weekend. It's not until after that client interview, so... First 5 to 7 days, you see the listings on the directories. 7 to 14 days is when your website goes live and Facebook ads go live. Okay, so there is a little bit of a process. That's kind of why we asked for that, you know. Okay?
Okay.
Cool. Right. So, yeah, when you call me back, we're just going to charge the $299, and then we'll add that $99 to the photography on Monday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. And like I said, just email me if you have the card or the money's available sooner. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.